stop looking at the door. Wishing you come sweeping in the way you did before. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter.
County's 100.1. It's KZST. It's 5:32. Starting to cool down. 51 degrees. What do you say we head over to the newsroom? Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories that we are following in the KZST newsroom. Following another deadly crash on Lakeville Highway in Petaluma last week, Caltrans is installing cement barricades, preventing drivers from turning onto the roadway from either South McDowell Boulevard or Pineview Way. Drivers will need to use either Cater Lane or the other South McDowell Boulevard connector to Lakeville Highway. The fix is technically temporary, while Caltrans and the Lakeville Highway Safety Task Force studies a long-term fix. A roundabout is being installed at the intersection of Lakeville and Stage Gulch Road, on the corner where Ernie's Tin Bar sits. Jurors in Napa County have convicted former Pope Valley Elementary School District school employee Benjamin Casas with sexually abusing five children over 10 years. The 34-year-old was convicted on 22 of 23 counts and potentially faces life in prison. President Biden willfully retained and disclosed highly classified materials when he was a private citizen, including documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan and other sensitive national security matters. That's according to a Justice Department report that says no criminal charges are warranted for him or anyone else. The report released today represents a harshly critical assessment of Biden's handling of sensitive government materials, but also details the reasons why no charges should be brought against him. The Federal Communications Commission is outlawing robocalls that contain voices generated by artificial intelligence. Today's ruling targets robocalls made with AI voice cloning tools under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. That 1991 law restricts junk calls that use artificial and pre-recorded voice messages. In sports, Olympic medalist will take a bit of France and its history home with them when they win a medal in Paris. A polished piece of iron taken from the Eiffel Tower is being embedded in the gold, silver, and bronze medals that will be hung around the athletes' necks at this year's Summer Games. They were cut from girders and other bits that were swapped out during renovations of the tower and stored away for safekeeping. Your forecast, other than some patchy fog by early morning, will be clear and cold, low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with mid to upper 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Taylor Swift's concert film, The Eras Tour, will start streaming on Disney Plus March 15th. It will have five new songs, including Cardigan. The Eras Tour made more than $262 million in theaters after it opened in October. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Remodeling your home or designing a new one? Consider Golden State Window and Door Design. Here's a message from Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
Many architects and builders who team up with Golden State Window and Door Design are experienced in working with many of our vendors, including Marvin. We're now the Bay Area's leading Marvin Direct retailer. We offer a variety of window and door options that include style, long-term performance, and energy savings. Take a look at our windows and doors page at goldenstatelumber.com. Scroll through the image gallery and be sure to take a virtual tour of our Santa Rosa showroom for inspiration. When you get some ideas, contact your architect or designer and schedule an appointment. Golden State Window and Door Design is on Aviation at Airport Boulevard.
This year marks Golden State's 70th anniversary, and we look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come. Golden State, when you succeed, we succeed.
There are a few different definitions of the word comfortable. One refers to the way you feel when you're relaxing on furniture that feels so good you never want to get out of it. Another definition refers to financial security. And both of these definitions apply to what's going on this weekend at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. In other words, it's a huge sale, like crazy huge. They're marking down all kinds of great-looking Lazy Boy sofas, chairs, sectionals. Many, many dollars are about to be saved by someone. Why shouldn't that someone be you? Of course, you do have to get over to the Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries pretty fast to get the deals, since the sale is for a limited time. And if the phrase, hurry in now, challenges your definition of comfort, well, what can I tell you? Wear your sweats. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Save on a huge in-stock selection of quality Lazy Boy furniture with up to an extra 20% off and 0% financing for 3 years with qualified purchase and approved credit. Going on now at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries on Santa Rosa Avenue. All right, Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams, 538. Another check on the commute this afternoon. CHP Officer David Duretti at the ready with traffic. How are we looking, bud?
Well, Mike, we got a crash down in the Petaluma-Penn Grove area, northbound 101 at Petaluma Boulevard North. Looks like just north of the overpass, over to the right shoulder. CHP and tow trucks on scene. And, Mike, we got a gently used couch cushion, southbound 101, just south of Todd.
Gently used?
Yeah. Okay. Probably not in the best condition, but it looks like it's out in the middle lane. Don't want to run over that. We're en route to clear that. For our slowdowns, northbound heading into into Santa Rosa, we're backed up to Golf Course Drive still. Very slow heading northbound. And then southbound 101, we're still backed up to River Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, it's Officer David Duretti on KZST.
Mike Adams.
Mike Adams.
Playing more songs for your drive home.
I love it, especially the drive home. Drive home.
On 100.1 KZST.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams, 546 on the ride. Looks like we are going to be a little cloudy tonight. Going to get down to about 35, snuggling weather, and we'll have a frosty start tomorrow with a high of 57. 50 now at KZST.
Finding the right place for yourself or a loved one is becoming more and more challenging. My name is Sean, and I invite you to come experience Arbol Residences. We've been serving Santa Rosa seniors for over 20 years.
Arbol Residences is a senior living community offering a continuing level of care, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing.
We offer licensed nursing care 7 days a week, a rarity in this area. Arbol is more than fully staffed across all care levels, which you may have heard is also hard to find these days.
Caring and highly trained staff make all the difference in the world. The main goal is to do everything possible to keep residents happy and healthy, in order to live their best life possible.
I invite you to come and see the difference. Call today to reserve your experience.
More information online at arbolsantarosa.com. RCFE number 496-803-785. CDPH number 010-000-430.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive.
Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn 2 recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at SonomaMediaGroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
When you're looking for a dining experience that's packed with flavor and fun, try Simmer Claw Bar. Southern-style boils with a Cajun twist are their specialty, and they're confident you'll love them too. But they're more than boils. The menu features fresh seafood, delicious sides, and a variety of craft beers on tap. With a large seating area and multiple televisions, enjoy the flavors of the bayou at Simmer Claw Bar. It's a perfect night out with friends and family. Text SIMMER to 85100 for a special discount.
It's time to shift into savings with Redwood Credit Union's auto loan rate sale. Now through February 29th, take advantage of a 0.75% rate discount on new, used, or refinanced auto loans from another lender. Lower rates mean affordable payments, putting you behind the wheel of the car you love. Apply online or ask for RCU financing at a dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Discount effective through 2/29/24. Rates, terms, and special offers subject to change. Discount for purchases and refinances of existing loans from another lender. Restrictions may apply.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams taking a look at the roadways right now. Northbound 101, just north of Petaluma Boulevard. Looks like CHP is going to be there for a crash, so watch yourself going through that area. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. We do have some congestion. Hearn Avenue, southbound 101, going all the way back to River Road right now. Northbound is going to start right around College, and it's going all the way back to the Santa Rosa Avenue exit area. Not looking too bad. Northbound 101 in the Petaluma area, we do have that crash, but it looks like the... It's going to be on the shoulder, so you may see some residual traffic from the back up there. Other than that, though, we're looking good. Make sure you're buckled up, and that's your latest up-to-the-minute CHP traffic.
The Drive Home on 100.1 KZST.
County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams. 5:56, just 4 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and the final information update. Brent Allen will have the latest for you. It's next on KZST.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling alright, baby. I'ma have the best freaking night of my life, and wherever it takes me, I'm down for the ride, baby. Don't you know I'm good? Yeah.
Sonoma County's 100.1. It's KZST Santa Rosa. Rolling up on 6 o'clock, starting to cool down, 49 degrees now. Time to head over to the newsroom. Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good evening, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories that we are following in the KZST newsroom. Traffic southbound on Highway 101 near the brake check on the Cotati Grade was stopped when a pedestrian was struck by a big rig truck this morning. The accident occurred around 5:15. The roadway was shut down until 8:30, backing up traffic. While the investigation continues, there is evidence the person died by suicide.